Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the studio is Haim Goodman Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Haim. He's a math professor at the University of Arkansas. I think I know the answer to last week's puzzle.
Oh, yeah?
A math professor came in to his classroom. He had a bag of say, racquetballs.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls four straight racquetballs out. They're all blue.
Well, in the bag, they were either blue or red, we should say. Right.
Right. He picks out four.
And they're all blue.
And says, guess what, folks? There's a 50-50 chance I would pick out four blue racquetballs.
Right. It's supposed to some red, some blue,
right,
or something like that.
And your question was, how many racquetballs have to be in the bag, and what's the dispersion of color
for it
to be a 50-50 chance to be all four blue racquetballs?
That's exactly right.
I think
right.
I know the answer.
Oh, yeah?
There are five racquetballs in there. Four are blue. One is red.
Yeah.
So, and here's why.
Okay.
Oh, you're skeptical. Listen,
okay.
Here's why. All right. If there are five racquetballs in there and four blue and one is red, first three I'm gonna pick three blues no matter what.
Yeah, definitely.
And it leaves just two balls left.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And one of those is gonna be red, one's gonna be blue.
That's right.
If
that
I'm picking four
plausible.
Out of the five. Oh, I hate this sounds plausible.
It's the principle of indifference we were talking about a few weeks ago, because it seems like those two things should be equally likely, right? Another way to think about it is picking four is the same as not picking one, right?
Right.
Or sort of selecting the scapegoat ball or
right.
something like that. And how many ways are there to pick the ball that stays in the bag? There's five choices,
so then,
and only one in five ways that red ball will stay in the bag.
So then it's just a 20% chance.
That's right. And you can just experiment.
Yeah, okay.
See. Actually,
go ahead.
We shouldn't overanalyze it. The answer is eight balls.
Uh-huh.
Seven blue and one red.
So I was on the right track.
Yeah.
I just didn't have enough blue racquetballs in there.
There, if you just sort of take eight balls and you split them into two groups of four, one of them will have the red ball and one of them won't.
So do you have another puzzle for us?
I sure do. So suppose we take a deck of cards and we arrange into two piles so that in the first pile, say pile A, mm-hmm. there's twice as many black cards as red cards.
Gotcha.
Okay. But we don't know necessarily how many cards total there are. And then in pile B, okay, so roughly speaking, pile B has different number of black cards and red cards. Suppose I transfer a card out of, I take a red card out of pile B,
mm-hmm.
and now I tell you that pile B has twice as many red cards as black cards.
Okay.
So pile A starts out and it has twice as many black cards as red. I take a red card out of pile B, and now B has twice as many red as black. And the question was, how many cards of each kind were in each pile?
Oh, I like that. So if people need to write this down, repeat that one more time.
Okay, so we have two piles of cards.
And this has not been randomly done.
No.
You have arranged it this way.
That's right. And I've arranged it so that pile A has twice as many black cards as red cards. If I take a red card out of pile B, B will now have twice as many red cards as black.
And so what were the numbers in pile A and B?
Of each kind of card.
I like that.
Okay.
All right. Haim Goodman Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. We'll have the answer next Sunday. Thanks, Haim.
See you later.